Okay, thanks everyone. Just when you're ready.
John, consecutive wins, you must think this is an easy paper.
I know it's not an easy caper, that's for sure. And you know, look, wins are hard to come by in the AFL. There's no doubt about that. We made it a little bit harder on ourselves with a little bit of the way we went about it today, but it's not an easy caper.
What do you mean by the way you went about it or being disappointed with?
Oh, I just think there was some patches today where we weren't quite as up for the fight. Oh, good footy teams bring that stuff consistently from the start of games to the end. And, you know, our ball use was a little bit off at times as well. But more importantly, we need to bring a level of competitiveness in the contest more consistently.
Your halfbacks really sparked the bus, Yaron and Tui.
Yeah, look, our run-off half-back is obviously one of our strengths, and amongst others. And, Chris has been really good. Last week came back into the team after, what was well-publicised and understands that he's got an important role for us, and he delivered on that today. Zach, too, is really good. He's really good, and, some of his composure in some really tight situations was good today.
Cruz's performance obviously is just back in the team. How much better can he get this year? Can you see him really start to establish yourself given he's been so injury interrupted through the last few years?
Yeah, I think he's still got a fair bit of upside. You know, he's you see with players that have had large portions of time out of the game, that their match conditioning, their match awareness does take time to come back, and he's still got a lot of upside because he just gives so much effort consistently, and he's just got a real growth mindset. He knows that if he keeps giving smart effort that he's just going to keep getting better, and big ticker. Yeah, look, I think our confidence is growing, but we've got to just remain tempered with mindset because, as I said, wins are hard to come by and the AFL is a pretty solid environment, and the second you think that you're going a little bit better than you are, reality kicks in very quickly.
Looking at a couple of the differentials, John, handball receives and uncontested possessions, what did your guys do today to get such an advantage?
I think our run was good. You know, we talked about it before. Our run off half back was really good. We played the game in front of us in patches. As I said before, our ball use wasn't super at times, but in patches, we really looked to find those frees if they were given to us. We ran in numbers at times and we were very good at finding our numbers. Lateral to the ball at times, so we didn't finish at the end of the day. Like, as you said, we had a fair margin in some of those stats, but we would have liked a greater margin between the goals and behinds.
What do you put that down to? I mean, I'm just thinking, but is there something that you can do as a coach to try and help that?
Kicking at goals really about mindset and. You get strong confidence by practicing continuously and feeling good about yourself in front of goals. So we've only got a 6-day turnaround, but I'm sure we'll be able to squeeze in a few extra shots. Unsure at this stage. We'll have to assess once he cools down, and the doctors, I'm sure, will give him a good once-over in the morning. He could still keep going, but it seemed to get a bit worse. So we'll assess that in the morning. Hard to say at this stage.
Sorry, those lapses that you spoke about, were you concerned at all that you were starting to see perhaps a few old habits perhaps kicking?
Look, I'm hopeful that they're not old habits and that, you know, we've given really strong effort for 3 weeks, and it's been really, you know, the change has been incremental and gradually getting better in certain areas. You know, is that started to squeeze us a little bit in terms of our output? I hope not. I know I'm going to get asked this quite a bit, but the task at hand is pretty solid, and I'll just keep looking at what's right in front of me right now, because that's what's best for the Carlton Footy Club, and all that will take care of itself in good time, and we'll talk about it then.
How did you view Patrick Cripps' game? I guess he had a fight on his hands for the whole game.
I think it was really good for the Carlton Football Club that occurred today, because he gets educated on what that looks like. He gets to learn how to cope with that, and has to start to work out mechanisms with which to deal with those situations, because I'm sure they'll be coming thick and fast throughout his future.
How do you think he did?
I thought he did well. You know, we moved him into different positions and which allowed him to mechanically help the way he burst away from it, but I thought he was good.
At the end, would you say that he had the better of Rain? Because Rodney said that he didn't thought Rain to end up committing some unusable acts, and of course he got reported, he had away 6 free kicks. Do you think he, in the end, worked over Rain?
I didn't look at that matchup quite as closely, given the, you know, obviously there's a fair bit going on in a footy match. When I've done my review, I'll get back to you on it.
You expect him to cut that a fair bit more throughout this season and going forward?
Yeah, possibly. And but we've got some really good mids, so the positive of that is we need to spread the load.
Yeah.